Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Just a quick reminder, today at 9:30 a.m. is our Wake Up Wednesday of VBS for children from 3 years of age to completed fifth grade as we sing together, play together, learn together, of course have snacks, but each Wednesday morning through July here at the Deer Run Church of Christ. And then tonight, 6:30 p.m. is our Summer with the Sun midweek. And tonight's activity, tonight's focus is on freedom. And, well, it includes an ice cream social. And so we'll have ice cream and some toppings and a discussion on how God has made you free. So join us. And Sunday worship gatherings at 10:30 a.m. each Sunday as we continue this Summer with the Sun series through the Sermon on the Mount. This week we're talking and praying about being reconciled. As we considered God's desire that we make things right with Him, well, we accept Him making things right with us through Jesus. And through that example, we choose, as far as possible from our side, to make things right with others. And that's the focus today in our prayer time, being reconciled with one another. Talked already this week about being reconciled before worship, being reconciled with our adversaries, those who are against us. Today we're going to focus in on being reconciled with our brothers and sisters in Christ, those who are family. Going back to an incident, from Exodus, but Luke quotes this in Acts as he writes, we have it in Acts chapter 7, verse 26. As Stephen is giving an account of Jesus, but going back to the history. In Acts 7:26 says, "The next day Moses came upon two Israelites who were fighting. He tried to reconcile them by saying, 'Men, you are brothers. Why do you want to hurt each other?'" Now, you read the story back in Exodus, you'll discover that the plea of Moses didn't get very far. His intention was good. His words were good. But the problem is, not long before this incident, there had been another incident where he killed an Egyptian. And word had gotten out. And now Moses, well, he wanted his fellow Israelites to be reconciled with one another. He did not have the reputation of aiding in that. In fact, their response is, "Are you going to kill one of us?" And sometimes we desire to see people reconciled, we think we ought to be able to help, but we've not built a reputation of reconciliation. In fact, we've built a reputation of division, of animosity, of hatred, of being judgmental. You see, we go through life thinking things, which eventually become the things that we do, the things that we say, and whatever's inside leaks out. Our prejudices, our animosity, our love, our compassion. And whichever we're filled with influences our ability to aid in the reconciliation that others need. Moses needed a postgraduate level education. He'd already been educated in all the wisdom of Egypt. And God said, it's time to go to the desert and learn how to lead, learn how to serve. So, how about you be a shepherd for 40 years? We know that, I know, believe that his heart changed as he leads the people of Israel by God's direction out of Egypt. The people are, well, rebellious. They're stubborn. They're probably giving Moses a headache. And yet he pleads with God for them, wanting them to be reconciled with God, with one another. The desert education had filled him with compassion, mercy. The Egyptian education had filled him with, well, an elitism. And while he cared for his fellow Israelites, he didn't understand them all that well. And God's desire, I mean, Moses had it right. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. The things that we fight about and that we argue about are generally petty things. Years ago, and I would guess that it's probably not changed all that much, studies were done and that revealed that the vast majority of church division, church splits, were over building issues and money issues. Very, very, very few had anything to do with doctrine or theology, belief. I wanted a different color carpet. I wanted to sing a different kind of music. I wanted a different person to be the preacher. I wanted. And this eye disease of I wanted all of the time is one of the greatest hindrances to reconciliation. Jesus says that he came to seek and save the lost, to become servant of all. And that's how he brought about the reconciliation that we needed with God. And so we learn to care about how others feel. Now again, this isn't some permissive, the tail wagging the dog kind of thing. God designed and calls leaders within his church, within the body, that are accountable and responsible to Jesus as the head of the body. But they ought to be leaders. And I'm thankful that we have that kind of leaders here at Deer Run who listen, who care, who do their best to look out for everyone, knowing that sometimes the decisions are hard. But the desire is that people would get along. People be reconciled because they've been reconciled with God. We find that commonality. And life becomes all about serving, all about loving, all about making Jesus known. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need. You've given us Jesus in order to be reconciled with you, in order to be a part of this body, the family, your family. And God, it's your desire and it's your example that we be reconciled with one another. As brothers and sisters in Christ, we would not hold grudges. We would not cling to bitterness. We would reject accusations and falsehoods. We would deal with necessary correction in love. And our differences would be handled with compassion and mercy. So God, today, help us to reject all of the forms of elitism, of prejudice, of racism, of financial divisions and economic fractures within the body. May we know the value of every person is not greater but not lesser than our own value to you. And God, as we consider how to be involved in this process of reconciliation with ourselves and others and in facilitating that between others, may we take heed of your word, your instructions to consider the needs of others to be more important than our own. And God, for those who lead, who have to consider the needs of multiple people who all have different needs, may you fill them with wisdom that the need of the body can be determined, and that the body grows and is healthy. God, today, may we choose reconciliation. And in doing so, may we lift up Jesus as the only way that happens. That as we lift up Him, He would draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.